Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. If you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Okay, so my name is Eggy McNabb. I am the owner of Epic Foam Parties. I currently live in Bixby, Oklahoma, which is just south of Tulsa. We do have two locations for our foam parties, which is in DFW and also in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So I'm currently in Tulsa, Oklahoma area.
So how did you get the idea to start this business?
Yeah, so my son, my oldest son, he's 9. He does have a summer party, and his birthday always falls during Memorial weekend. So it's always one of those struggles, like people are out of town or all the bounce houses are always rented out or all the water slides. So I was really just looking for something that would be fun for everybody, regardless of age, and something that's a little bit different than just your regular water slide, because, you know, you do have family member who's 1 year old and they can't really get on those water slides. So they get kind of left out. So with the foam party, you know, we try to make it to where it's just fun for everybody to join.
Awesome. So you mentioned that you have two locations. Like, I live in Dallas, you're in DFW in Oklahoma. So how does that work? How are you able to manage between multiple locations? Like, do you have somebody running it here in Texas? Like what does that look like for you?
Yeah, so I do have help in the DFW area. If it's to the point where I need to go down there to help them, then I will go down there to help them. Here in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area, it's me and my husband who run it. And down there, we do have help as well. So we're just kind of in between both areas right now, just depending on which, you know, weekend or week we have a lot of bookings for. We just kind of go between both locations right now.
Awesome. So what does a typical foam party look like? Can you talk more about that? Because I think that many people don't understand, like, what that actually means.
Yes, yeah, so that's one thing that we get a lot of is, what is a foam party? And, you know, the only way we could basically describe it is just a lot of bubbles, you know, at a given time. So basically, we do have this pretty awesome foam cannon. And with that foam cannon, we are able to cover an area in literally minutes, like with foam. So just imagine just tons of bubbly foam just covering an area in minutes. We do bring some jumbo beach balls. We do have some music system playing. And then we do offer like the glow foam, which is awesome after dark. We do bring black lights. And it's just a really just a fun experience. It's just picturing just a lot of bubbles.
So do you typically do it like in someone's backyard or like at a park? Like, where would these foam parties take place?
Yeah, so our foam parties, we do do them in people's backyards. We have done them for like community events. We have done them for school events. So we just kind of ask if you're able to provide us with electricity hookup or water hookup. But if you don't have that, that's fine. Let's say you're at a park and you don't have access to water. We do have a way to bring water to that location. And we can bring generators as well too. And we just start covering the area with just a lot of foam. So what's really cool about our foam cannon is we just have the ability to just set up anywhere. There is other companies who do have a truck that goes around, but they're kind of limited to where they can set up. They basically just set up in your front driveway and the whole neighborhood sees that you're having a foam party. Versus our foam cannon, we could just go into your backyard and just set up and have your own little private event and not have to invite the whole neighborhood.
Awesome. So how do you differentiate yourself from your competition?
Yeah, so from the difference from our competition is, you know, I mentioned that our foam cannon is portable. So we can set up, again, you know, just literally anywhere. You know, if you want to do it in your backyard, cool. If you want to have it at the park, cool. We don't need a driveway to set up. And then we do use a high quality foam solution that's biodegradable and hypoallergenic. So since we are using a lot of bubbles in your lawn, we don't want to pretty much damage your grass. So with that biodegradable foam solution, it pretty much just disappears in minutes like it never happened. And it's hypoallergenic, so you know, if you have some type of sensitivity, it doesn't have any, you know, effect on your skin, or if you happen to eat it, you'll be okay. Or if you get in your eyes, it's okay. It's not like Dawn dish soap where, you know, we're pouring soap in there. It's some really good quality stuff.
Awesome. So when it comes to the actual foam, like how do you find the best quality foam for the parties?
So we do use a vendor for our solution, and that's who we purchase our foam cannon for. So we did a lot of research before we started as far as what kind of solution. There are liquid solution, and then there is like powder solution, and we have found that the liquid solution is definitely the more high quality. We just kind of did a little bit trial error and just to see what works and what doesn't work, and we pretty much just stuck with the same vendor for everything.
That's awesome. So, what would you say is the biggest challenge that you're facing in the business right now?
The biggest challenge I would say is just people knowing what foam parties are. You know, that's a lot of questions that we get is what's a foam party? You know, and it's something that's definitely still new in the area. There are some companies who've done it for a little bit longer than we've have. But that is just a really big thing. And so a lot of people are just like, what is this? What a foam party? What?
No, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I wasn't sure. Like, I don't have kids, so I was not really sure what that's all about. So, what would you say is the role of technology when it comes to your business? Like, are people booking you through Shopify, through your website? Like, what does technology look like for you?
Okay, so we use a lot of, sorry, my fridge making noise. We use a lot of social media right now to get us out there. We try to focus on posting a lot of pictures and videos because, again, people just don't know what foam parties is. So if you tell them go to our website, you know, they'll see some pictures on there and some description as what it is, but we feel the more people start seeing the pictures and the videos, they'll get a better understanding of what it is. So we use, you know, just Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We do have a website, but a lot of our bookings do come from social media right now.
People can book you directly through Instagram and through TikTok, right?
Yes.
That's awesome. So in terms of scalability, what does that look like for you? It's like you mentioned that you have two locations now. Like, are you planning on opening up more locations across the country? Like, what's the vision, bigger vision, I guess, for you?
Yeah, so our bigger vision is just pretty much having a lot of what we do in all of either Oklahoma or parts of Texas. You know, it's something that doesn't take a lot of equipment, but the experience is just really memorable. So it doesn't take much. So just pretty much just copy and paste. We just need to be able to find somebody that's reliable and that will be able to help us grow this. You know, it Yeah, we can open multiple locations, but how are we going to know if we have somebody that's dependable and reliable to help us while we're not there? You know, we can only do so much and be able to go so many locations at one time, but if we're able to have five more locations, it's going to be a little bit harder to be going back and forth through all of those locations.
So how do you like if so, like if you're gonna have an event and if you're not there, how do you ensure that it's still a good experience and that somebody's reliable when it comes to having a successful phone party?
So for that, we do, depending on what the age group is, we do try to have like a really fun playlist for everybody there. So if we see there's going to be a lot of younger kids, we try to stick to just making sure all our music is age appropriate. There's nothing that's going to be, you know, with bad words or anything on there. And then as far as our health, we do, I mean, we pretty much just see who the person is. You know, we have them go and they'll help us. A lot of times when my husband is not there, my 9-year-old is helping me, and he's, you know, he can only do so much, but he tries, you know, his best. So you know, when it comes to having somebody help us, we do try to just have somebody that's just honest, you know, that's willing to not sweat or sweat and just, put it all out there.
That makes sense. So, like you mentioned, obviously social media is a big channel for you. So would you say that's how you're able to get the most, outreach? Is that how like most people can find out about you, or who you're running ads? Like, what does your marketing strategy look like?
Yeah, so we are just starting to start running ads. That is something that it's still new to us, but we're still learning. We do pretty much everything ourselves. So it's a lot of trial and error and just learning as we go, seeing what works, what doesn't work. We are trying to just get a little bit more information as far as the SEO when it comes to Google, because not everybody has social media. There are some people who are just anti-social media. So that is, we're not able to reach them. We have done postcards in the mail as well, where we send people postcards about our information and what we do. We'll send it to schools, to the school PTAs and to some sports teams around the area to just try different ways to see what works.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think it's definitely good to try different things, and you have to, try like a little bit of, different strategies and focus on what's the most effective for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely a
So.
lot of trial and error, and it's, like I said, it's just us doing it, and we're just learning as we go and seeing what works and what doesn't work.
For sure. So what would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
Ooh, okay. One would be that the equipment is heavy. I mean, as a woman, when my husband's not there and my 9-year-old is there to help me, it is something that is, equipment is heavy. It's not something that it's just easy that anybody can just load up and be like, all right, let's go. I mean, that's really the only thing I can think of as far as being a challenge. And another one is just, getting people to know what a foam party is. That's one thing that I feel like it's a real struggle. It's just people are just, they don't know what it is. It's something that's still new.
No, for sure. I think for a lot of, companies, especially when you're doing new cool things, it's just giving people information. That as long as they understand what it is, people are for it. They just don't have that information. And then once they get it, then they're more open to, oh yeah, this sounds cool.
Yeah, once people experience it, they're just like, wow, this is so cool. We've never done this. Or we get people that say, oh, I only thought they did this at college parties or, stuff like that for spring break. And I'm like, yeah, it's kind of like that, but now you can have it for your kids or whatever type of event.
For sure. So like if somebody was watching this, what would be the best way for them to get in contact with you? Do you mind sharing like your website or social media handle? Like, what does that look like?
Yeah, so our social media on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram, our company name is Epic Foam Parties. So if you just look up Epic Foam Parties, we do have our logo there. We have a little duck. Right now, we just, we thought the duck was kind of cute when we first started. And then we do have a website, which is bookwithepic.com. And on there, that website, we are updating it. But right now, we have it to where you can go on the calendar and select your time slot and, put all your information as far as where you're located, what time you want us to be there, and what type of service we're there. And then we get an auto notification that you book with us, and then we can reach out to you and let you know, hey, we do have availability for that day, or no, we don't have availability for that time, or anything like that. So our website is a good way to reach out to us as well, which is bookwithepic.com. And
Awesome.
with that, it's really cool because we have it to where it's automated. Once you book, it'll let you know that we'll contact you within 24 hours. If you don't hear from us within 24 hours, here's our number. Reach out to us. And then let's say you book with us and you're like, okay, everything works. Well, we'll send you a confirmation email. And with our website, it lets them know 24 hours before their event, like, hey, just a reminder, we're coming.
Oh yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, it's good to get those reminders. I feel that people just, sometimes some people like will book something and they might just forget.
Yes, especially when it comes to parties or events, you're just so many things are happening at one time.
Exactly. Awesome. Well, Becky, thank you so much for your time. We're rooting for you. Hopefully you guys keep growing and having more parties.
Oh, thank you. Well, if you ever need a phone party, you know where to find us. All
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
right. Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
Bye.